Villanova, the quintessential Philadelphia college basketball team, has won the national championship. And what a classic that was on Mount Lombardo. Taking your reaction, it's 610-632-0975. I know that it's cliche. I know that you can talk all you want about great finishes. It does not get any better than that. That was a prize fight between two heavyweights. And Villanova, a team that marched through this tournament and played the most dominant brand of basketball of anyone over the last month, seals the deal in as dramatic fashion as possible. Chris Jenkins with a monumental game. You look at Hart, just a tremendous, tremendous contribution. And Ryan Arcidiacono, his final game in a Villanova uniform, he scores 16. And what can you say about Phil Booth, who leads the way with 20 points? Villanova gets it done. They beat North Carolina. Let's get it rocking and rolling on the phones at 610-632-0975. I don't know about everybody else, but just watching that game tonight and the Villanova angle, the local angle, certainly ties into the excitement, ties into the greatness of this game. But I don't know that I remember a more just thrilling, absolutely thrilling national championship game than the one that we just witnessed between the Villanova Wildcats and the North Carolina Tar Heels. Villanova avenges the heartbreaking 2009 Final Four loss with a dramatic 77-74 win down there in Houston. And I don't care about the geography. I don't care about the history. This particular group of Villanova Wildcats, with its defensive-minded brand of basketball, its grittiness, its resiliency, this group is the quintessential Philadelphia college basketball team, and they got it done. This isn't a David versus Goliath story. This isn't the 1985 upset against Georgetown. This isn't unseating one of the greats in college basketball. These were two great teams, and Villanova outlasted North Carolina tonight. 610-632-0975. Jack in South Philadelphia leads off. Jack, you're on the Fanatic.
I'm so glad this team won. They deserve what they got, and they got it because they deserved it. I'm lost for words. I really am. I'm so glad that these kids did what they did to give this city what we needed, something positive, and it was a bunch of teenagers that had to get it, and they did it. They got it done. Nobody else got it done yet in the city. The Phillies did, thank God. They gave us a little
I got you, Jack. Jack, appreciate it. You look at this team, and they got it done. And it's not just the fact that they got it done. Villanova brings home the championship from Houston. Villanova goes through the tournament, and they seal the deal. Jenkins with just ice water in the veins after that circus shot on the other end with 4.7 seconds to go to tie it up. Jenkins, no fear, puts up the three, knocks it home, and Villanova brings home the title. This is a Big Five championship. This is a Villanova championship, and it belongs to a team that I think everybody in Philadelphia should be proud of. You look at the brand of basketball they played. You look at the way that they went toe-to-toe with Carolina tonight. You look at the way that they took it to them. Every time Villanova would take a lead and it would extend to the largest lead of the night, which was 10 at one point late in the second half, every time Carolina clawed back to within reach, Villanova had an answer. It was the most entertaining college basketball game that I've seen in quite some time, maybe ever in a national championship setting. And it's so befitting that that's the way it ended. It's so befitting that it was a one shining moment type of a shot to end it. And you look at Villanova, you look at the way they got it done tonight. You had four players in double figures. Ochefu adds 9 and 6, and his contributions were almost, if not more, critical on the inside defensively as they were in the score sheet. Phil Booth leads the way with 20. It was just a basketball team that if you didn't get behind this team until tonight, you still should enjoy this moment, because this was a victory, a resounding win in one of the more amazing games I've ever seen It's a resounding win for Philadelphia basketball. 610-632-0975. Scott in Warrington's up next. Hey, Scott, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, how are you?
Great, Scotty.
This is one of the most magnanimous events. We're talking about a 30-plus year differential between Villanova winning. Philadelphia is like drywall because we need something to absorb. This is awesome. Awesome!
I don't know how people can't be fired up tonight. This, Scott, is a quintessential Philadelphia basketball team. I said it before. I'll say it again. The way that they played tonight and the fact that it was such a balanced attack and they strangled Carolina with defense, they extended the possessions early, and Jay Wright, I do believe, was playing for the final 8 to 10 minutes of this game, keep it within reach. And guess what? In that time frame, Nova stuck it to them, and when Carolina came back, they had the answer. And they had the last word, and they get the parade. They get the parade.
This was huge. And let me say this, and this is an absolute fact. They deserve every bit of what is happening to them right now because they were down at the half. They came back. They sustained. They figured out whatever it is that they needed to figure out. And, I mean, they missed the first 5 or 6 shots in the half. And I was like, oh, my gosh, how is this going to happen? And somehow it actually did. This is magical.
Absolutely.
This is awesome.
Oh, Scott, I totally agree and appreciate the enthusiasm. Enjoy it tonight. You just look at the final 30 seconds of this game. If I woke up from a coma and I had been out for the last month, and I just saw the final 30 seconds of this game, I'd be thrilled. I'd be absolutely thrilled, and it would tell me everything I need to know about this particular incarnation of Villanova basketball. Never say die, beat you with defense, and come up with the clutch shot. It's an unselfish group, it's a balanced group, and it's a group that wins with defense, and they did that tonight. 610-632-0975. Ted in Newtown Square. Ted, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, that was the best game I've seen in a long time.
It's an instant classic, Ted. I don't know if there's still ESPN Classic on cable, but they should show this later tonight. They should show it tomorrow. They should show it on the weekend. It was an instant classic, and it was everything that's still great and so magical about college basketball.
That's right. And a matchup that I want to see, before the game, I was listening to callers and other people talking about this. Sixers versus Nova, who do you have?
So we're going to go down the Jordan Spieth ridiculous tweet rabbit hole. There's no competition between what Villanova did tonight versus the Sixers. It's not the night to entertain that kind of conversation. Enjoy the win, as Andy Reid would say. Jimmy and Mal Holly. Hey, Jimmy, you're on the Fanatic.
Congratulations. I said this was going to happen on Stazak's show. I hope Joe is listening. I've been preaching all week. Don't worry about what curmudgeons and naysayers that don't want to celebrate this. Just enjoy the heck out of it. It's special. I came from New York where I went through championships, and I'm almost as thrilled. I am as thrilled with this as I was when those other championships happened. It's a night to celebrate. You don't even give a thought to what the naysayers said.
The naysayers don't exist on a night like this, and I'm sitting here watching TBS, and I'm watching Kenny Smith go nuts with 4.7 seconds left, and you see Archie Diacono drive down the floor, kick it out, and then the jump shot to win it. It just is that kind of moment where Philadelphia says, this one's ours. You know, this is in your face. This is not quite on the level of, say, the Phillies winning the World Series or the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, but it doesn't matter. This is the screw you, Birdstone. This is screw you, Tampa Bay. This is Philadelphia's moment in Villanova. I can't think of a more deserving group of players to live out that moment right here tonight.
Or a deserving coach who no longer has to worry about the failures. He's on top of the world. He's class personified. And I hope they do whatever they can do to keep him, because I can see this happening again. He proved that he can coach in addition to being a great recruiter. And everybody's got to love Jay Wright. I know I do, and I was wrong about him. I'm happy to eat crow and enjoy the heck out of this Philadelphia. And don't even think about the tweet idiots or the naysayers. You deserve this, and I love it.
I agree, Jimmy. I appreciate the call. I couldn't be happier for Jay Wright. I couldn't be happier for the program. I couldn't be happier for a collection of basketball players that say what you will about Villanova's history. Archie Diacono, a kid from Langhorne. Mikal Bridges, who steps into this team and has been one of the more understated contributors, but one of the more valuable contributors defensively, and tonight offensively a little bit as well through this entire run, a Philadelphia kid. Whatever you want to say about Villanova, whatever you want to say about the program, about the school, toss that aside, because this group personifies Philadelphia, in my opinion. Joe Onicell. Joe, you're on the Fanatic.
Well, let me tell you something. I just want to tell Charles Barkley to kick my ass. He is a traitor to Philadelphia and the city, or to throw him out of town. He downed Villanova the whole night, even with his prediction earlier. Go, Villanova. Screw you, Barkley. I'm over. Thank you.
There you go, Joe. Appreciate it. Live it up tonight, my man. Back to the phones we go. We check in with Jose in Norristown. What up, Jose? Jose's not ready. I think Jose was out there celebrating a little bit down there on Lancaster. I think he left the phone unhinged in the basement. He had it outside on campus. Let's get it going. Two phone lines for you to climb on into. 610-632-0975. Villanova, your 2015-16 national champions. They topple North Carolina 77-74. I'm Matt Lombardo, taking your reaction here on The Fanatic.
Join Rob Ellis and Harry Mays for the second annual Fanatic Spring Shootout Golf Tournament on April 7th at Linfield National Golf Club. Go to the events page at 975thefanatic.com to register to play in the tournament now. Linfield National Golf Club. It's a shot worth taking.
Hey, it's Mike Miss here. I just got my new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLC 300, and I'm loving it. It's got an all-new exterior and interior design with all the adjustments that you can make yourself to make it your car. If you haven't seen it, you got to check it out. The standard equipment on the new GLC is incredible. It includes collision prevention assist, keyless start, rear-view camera, 9-speed transmission. It's got a touchpad screen that recognizes your normal handwriting. You can simply write to enter letters, characters, and numbers. There's 5 different driving programs, from Eco Mode to Sports Plus Mode. And I can go on and on about all the great things about this car. You've got to check it out for yourself. If you like the combination of a performance car and riding in luxury, you'll love the new 2016 GLC. Go to any of the 3 Mercedes-Benz dealerships I go to. They're the best around. Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, or the new Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. Be sure to tell them Mike Missinelli sent you, and check them out online at yourmercedes.com.
Others may call themselves Premier Gentlemen's Clubs, but only one proves it. Club Risqué. The Delaware Valley's Premier Gentlemen's Club backs it up with the hottest entertainers in the world 7 days a week. With 3 locations, it's the only place to be for the best anniversary parties ever. This Wednesday, it's Club Risqué Bristol, a 2-hour Top Shelf open bar from 9 to 11, plus plenty of prizes and surprises, and that's not all. Wednesday, April 20th, it's Club Risqué Philly's anniversary party with another 2-hour Top Shelf open bar. Don't miss the parties of the year. Club Risqué's anniversary parties with 2-hour Top Shelf open bar starting this Wednesday at Club Risqué Bristol and continuing April 20th at Club Risqué Philly. For more info, visit clubrisqué.com. That's clubrisqué.com. She's become world famous as an adult film star and with her own HBO reality series. She's Katie Morgan, May 19th through the 21st. Katie Morgan exclusively at Club Risqué. See you soon at Club Risqué. Open bar sponsored by JD Advertising.
Hey, Luke, what's up with you today? No beer or wings with your buddies, and you haven't sat down once to watch the game since we got here.
Shh, honey, please, I'm having a little discomfort.
As in pain?
Yeah, real pain in the, you might say. And lately, the day after I have a beer and greasy food, I'm really paying for it.
That's it, I'm making an appointment with...
The Fanny Doctor.
The what?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson, fannydoctor.com. John, his brother, and sister have been patients for years, and they swear by him.
Tonight, I'm checking out fannydoctor.com, and tomorrow, we're making an appointment.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, FannyDoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson, DL at 215-379-0444.
Attention safety coordinators, project managers, site foremen, and anyone exposed to perimeter risk. Panther East Black Hat Fasteners and Amped Equipment would like you to join them for the Leading Edge Safety Product Demo on April 8th at the Panther East and Amped Equipment Showroom on 7928 State Road in Philadelphia. Leading Edge Safety, inventors of the Tri-Rex, will be stopping by for a demonstration with free refreshments all day. It's the season to get safe. Call Panther East at 800-620-7928 for more information. Leading Edge Safety. We take the first step so you don't take your last.
The moment you step into KC Prime, you realize it's not your average steakhouse. That's because KC Prime is Warrington's prime destination for fine dining in a private, upscale atmosphere. Three seasonal menus pair prime-grade steaks, dry-aged steaks, and fresh seafood with an extensive wine list available by the glass or bottle for an unforgettable culinary experience that's definitely ready for prime time. Call today to make your reservations for the six-course Victory Beer Pairing Dinner on April 15th. For more information, visit kcprimesteakhouse.com.
The pros will be teeing it up at Augusta come April the 7th, and that means we'll be teeing it up as well with the second annual Fanatic Spring Shootout Golf Tournament held at Linfield National Golf Club. Rob and I have big news as well to announce. Birds Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook will be joining us that day. Our listeners have a chance to play in a foursome with B. West by being the first group of four to go to the events page on 975thefanatic.com to purchase the Celebrity Foursome Package, Rob.
You're telling me that B. West will be playing with a foursome of our listeners? Wow, that is unbelievable, Harry. All you have to do is go to 975thefanatic.com to sign up. I'm excited to be joining the festivities this year, too. I've heard the course is in great shape. With its unique layout and the staff's meticulous attention to detail, everyone playing is in for a real treat. The shotgun start begins at 10 a.m. and tickets start at $97.50 per golfer. That's beer, wine, and food all included, so come hungry and thirsty. All proceeds are going to the Linfield Fire Company, too. Head over to 975thefanatic.com for more information and to buy your spot right now. We'll see you there.
On 97.5, the Fanatic, your Villanova Wildcats take home the national championship. They cut down the nets 75-74 over North Carolina. I'm Matt Lombardo taking your reaction here on the Fanatic. Just a brilliant game, the most entertaining basketball game, and certainly one of the most thrilling, enthralling, and exciting national championship games that I can remember in at least a decade, maybe longer than that. This is a seminal Philadelphia moment, and this is the quintessential Philadelphia college basketball team winning the championship. And it was just, on top of being a thrilling and exciting game to watch, it was a brilliantly coached game by Jay Wright. You just got the feeling early on that they were playing to keep this thing close late, to keep it close within the last 8 to 10 minutes and make your move at that point. They trail by four at halftime. They come out in the second half. They go on a run. Carolina punches them back. They trade punches. Villanova goes up by 10, and they're put in a position to have to make the game-winning shot and make the game-winning shot. Chris Jenkins did, literally as the buzzer sounded. A brilliant win, and it's one to be celebrated here in Philadelphia. 610-632-0975. Lawrence in the Northeast is up next. Hey, Lawrence, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great, Lawrence. How are you?
I'll be so good as I am. I swear, you know, that game was exactly what Philadelphia is. Just punching back and forth like a boxing match. Villanova was rocky. We just knocked him out at the end. That's all that mattered.
And that's what it really felt like. And you got that sense late in the second half that that's kind of the parallel you could compare this game to. And it was a true Philadelphia game lacking the heartbreaking finish. Philadelphia won tonight. Rocky won tonight. That's what happened.
The exact words. Philadelphia won tonight. No Temple, no St. Joe's, no anybody hating Nova, whatever. This is a Philadelphia win. I'm a Temple student, and I'm saying, go Nova. Congrats, Nova.
There you go, Lawrence, my man. We need more of that in Philadelphia. Unity across the Big Five. Matt in Villanova. Matthew, you're on the Fanatic.
This is a Fanatic. I've been watching since 1993 when I showed up on campus for this. I'm class of 97. I'm parking in my apartment. I'm going right to campus. It was the best game. What can you say?
Matt, we're going to be watching that game-winning shot. We're going to see that for years. It's going to be the final moment of one shining moment for the next several years. We're going to be seeing that on SportsCenter. If that's not the SportsCenter hashtag top 10 play until this time next year, it's going to take some sort of miracle to unseat it. And it was the perfect exclamation point to the perfect national title game.
It was. If they're still doing the thing where they keep voting for the number one, it's going to be going around for years. How can you beat that? The last-second shot to win a national championship, you can never beat that shot.
No, you can't. And you know what's kind of funny about this? Appreciate the call, Matt. I believe it was my father who I was talking to on the way in, and he said, I got a feeling we're going to get a last-second buzzer beater for Villanova. Yeah, how about that for a call? Justin in Fox Chase. Justin, you're on the Fanatic. Hey, Justin.
Matt, all I got to say is, let's go, Nova.
Hey, it's a beautiful thing, isn't it, Justin?
Chris Jenkins is going to be a friggin' legend for the rest of his life here.
Never has to buy a drink again in this town, right?
Nah, he never will. Arch shouldn't have to either. What a play by Arch.
Absolutely. Arch, Ochefu, Jenkins, Booth. We haven't even really touched on Booth tonight. He was just in another planet, in another stratosphere tonight. He was as much of a reason why they won this game this evening as Archer Diacono and Jenkins were.
That's the number one shot in NCAA March Madness history right there.
No, I got you, Justin. Appreciate it. That's better than the Valpo shot. That's better than any of the other storm the court moments. And this is the type of tournament that delivers those sort of moments year after year after year. This, you're right. This is the one that goes up there next to Christian Laettner. When you see the open to March Madness for the next decade, this is the play that will reside beside Christian Laettner in the open for March Madness. It was that kind of finish. First time in a while, we got some open phone lines for you at 610-632-0975. Peter in New York is up next. Peter, you're on the Fanatic.
Oh, my God. First of all, let me just say, no offense, let's celebrate tonight. Even though I live up in New York, you will never take Philadelphia out of my heart. And what a great job. What a... Never mind the Sixers, Flyers, Eagles. Let's just celebrate tonight.
It's a night for Philadelphia. It's a night to party in Philadelphia, and it's well-deserved.
And you know what? I hope this gives some kind of boost to all the other Philadelphia teams, some kind of motivation.
Your discretion is advised.
Yep, no, I totally agree. Jose in Norristown. What up, Jose?
Cats win. Cats win. Cats win, yo. Cats win, yo.
How great was that, Jose? Have you ever seen anything like it, brother?
Oh, man. That was crazy. After Marcus Paige hit that shot, I said overtime. I come at the end of the game. I see Arch makes that executed pass to Jenkins right on cue, man.
Yep, and as I said when I started the show, just watching the replay, hoping that we're not, looking ahead to overtime. It's going to count. It's going to count. Cats win. It, literally, as the buzzer sounds and watching them cut down the nets here on TBS, I can't help but just feel absolutely tremendous for Jay Wright. And this is validation for the program that he's built. It goes to show you when you can recruit the way he recruits, be an upstanding coach the way he is, this goes to show you the payoff to all that. I couldn't be happier for a guy like Jay. And when you think of all of the early round heartbreak, all of the early exits over the years, for them to have this moment, for Jay to have this validation, I couldn't be happier for him.
Yes, sir. Other than that, can we give North Carolina one of those, yo?
If I had it in front of me, I certainly would, Jose. But I don't know that either team deserves one of those tonight. This is the kind of game where you almost feel bad that somebody had to lose, but you certainly feel that much better as somebody who's pulling for Villanova. You feel that much better as a fan of the game of basketball that's how this game ended. The two best teams in the tournament come down to the final, 2 seconds, less than a second with that shot being in the air. That's the way that March Madness should always end. Evan in South Philly. Evan, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Evan?
How is everybody saying this isn't a big day for Philly?
Well, that has not been the sentiment we've gotten on the show tonight. I don't know who's saying it's not a day for Philly.
All over Twitter, it's just getting on my damn nerves. Let's go, Nova!
It's jealousy. Evan, it's jealousy. And I said this on Friday, and I don't mean to bring this up to rain on Villanova's parade, but if it were Temple going into the Final Four, Mayor Kenny would have shut down the city for the day. We would have blocked off I-95, and there would have been a ticker tape parade from North Broad to the airport.
The Philadelphia team did not choke.
Yep.
They did not choke.
Forget choking.
Like the Eagles.
They stepped on the throat tonight. They were challenged. They saw a 10-point lead evaporate. It's a tie ball game. And what do? They pick themselves up off the hardwood, and they knock down the game winner at the buzzer. It was the perfect, perfect, perfect Philadelphia ending.
Yes. Mike Missinelli, he was dissing them all day.
Call Mike tomorrow if you want to talk about him dissing them. This is Villanova's night. Let's live it up. Joe in Marlton. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on?
Love and life, Joseph. You have a winner in town.
I'll tell you what, man. What a game. What a game. I was, I'm sitting there. It's one of those, it's a life moment, if you would say. I'm sitting there with my dad. He's 60 years old, and my grandpa went to Nova. And, I've been living for this moment my entire life. And it tugs at your heartstrings a little bit to see it actually happen.
Soak it all in, Scott. Live it up. Enjoy it with your family, because this is one of those seminal moments, as you said. It's a lifetime moment. It's a bucket list moment. And I don't know how many times we're going to see, regardless of Villanova or not, I don't know how many times we're going to see a championship game come down to that.
That was
a once in a lifetime generational type of finish, and it's incredible to me that it's Villanova that was able to experience it.
You're absolutely right. I appreciate the call. Go Cats, baby.
Go Cats, Joe. Enjoy it. 610-632-0975. One open phone line. The reaction continues. Villanova wins. They cut down the nets. They are the national champions. I'm Matt Lombardo, taking your reaction right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hometown sports from homegrown hosts. This is Philadelphia Sports Talk, the voice of the Philly sports fan. 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Wawa Foundation is partnering with the American Red Cross. You can show your support by giving a donation between now and April 17th at any Wawa store.
When it comes to taking care of your car, there's no one better to have on your team than AAMCO. As the trusted experts for over 50 years, we've set the record by fixing more than 30 million cars. People who know go to AAMCO.
April is National Car Care Month. Take care of your car with AAMCO's vehicle courtesy check for free. Includes a mechanical systems check, computer scan, and road test. An $85 value at no charge this month only. AA MCO. Limited time at participating centers.
AA MCO.
Golf's first major is right around the corner, and you can play one-week fantasy golf for free at DraftKings.com. Whether you're a master of golf or just ready to try a new fantasy sport, DraftKings brings the excitement of the game to a whole new level. Just pick six golfers, stay under the salary cap, outscore the competition, and you could win. Contests begin when tournaments tee off, so get to DraftKings.com and choose your golfers now. Use code FANATIC and play for free. That's FANATIC to play free at DraftKings.com.
When you dreamed of becoming an entrepreneur, you knew you could make a difference. But were you ready for the paperwork, bookkeeping, and administrative tasks that bog you down? Do you find yourself secluded, distracted, and with lack of focus while working from home? I'm Mike Howard, president of American Executive Centers. We help professionals overcome these issues and focus on success with private offices, virtual offices, and an experienced support team. Here's my client, Bryn Tillman, CEO of Social Sales Link and best-selling author of LinkedIn and Social Selling.
When I was distracted with administrative details, I was not hitting my goals. The American Executive Centers team allows me to do what I do best, serve my clients, build my business, and grow. Having an office at American Executive Centers has increased the momentum of my business.
Any one of our seven area locations can help you stay focused too. We're American Executive Centers. Visit AmericanExecutiveCenters.com/TheFanatic for special listener savings. Your office is ready.
Hey, it's Mike Miss here. I just got my new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLC 300, and I'm loving it. It's got an all-new exterior and interior design with all the adjustments that you can make yourself to make it your car. If you haven't seen it, you got to check it out. The standard equipment on the new GLC is incredible. Includes collision prevention assist, keyless start, rear view camera, 9-speed transmission. It's got a touchpad screen that recognizes your normal handwriting. You can simply write to enter letters, characters, and numbers. There's five different driving programs, from Eco Mode to Sports Plus Mode. And I go on and on about all the great things about this car. You've got to check it out for yourself. If you like the combination of a performance car and riding in luxury, you'll love the new 2016 GLC. Go to any of the three Mercedes-Benz dealerships I go to. They're the best around. Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, or the new Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. Be sure to tell them Mike Mussinelli sent you and check them out online at yourmercedes.com.
One of the most successful bands in rock history. Three Dog Night in concert with all their hits.
Celebrate!
Three Dog Night. Saturday, April 16th at 8 p.m. The all-new Tropicana Atlantic City Showroom. Three Dog Night, celebrating four decades of hits. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kinder, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, Douglasville, and Lansdale, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpolesBakery.com.
Thousands and thousands of smart, savvy customers agree. Robbins Delaware Diamonds is the engagement ring store. It's the store when you want to see five times the selection you'll see anywhere else. And it's the only place where you'll experience wide-open, self-serve cases that'll let you shop how and when you want. And it's the engagement ring store where you can save hundreds on your engagement ring by not paying any of Philly's 8% sales tax. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Robbins Delaware Diamonds, the engagement ring store.
Robbins Rocks!
Yeah!
Robbins Rocks!
This is Philadelphia Sports Talk with Anthony Gargano and the Fanatic Morning Show, Rob Ellis and Harry Mays Midday, and the Mike Mussinelli Show Afternoon. 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, and live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
With Archie Diacono, 3 seconds at midcourt.
Jenkins
gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
After the midnight hour in Villanova is still the national champion. 610-632-0975. I'm Matt Lombardo. That Chris Jenkins game-winning shot as the horn sounds, that will go down alongside the Christian Laettner pass as the greatest moment in tournament history. Unbelievable. What a wild finish to just a wildly entertaining national championship game. Villanova cuts down the nets, and I couldn't be happier for Jay Wright. I couldn't be happier for Ryan Archidiakono. I couldn't be happier for this balanced basketball team that kills you with defense, and they won that game tonight the way that they've won so many more before this season and during this tournament run. Defense first, spreading around offensively, and just with a killer instinct that never went away. 610-632-0975. 77-74 is the final, the second national championship in Villanova's history. And this is, to me, as impressive as what happened in 1985. I know that that was one of the greatest upsets ever. This was a more complete college basketball team in my mind. But regardless of where you place it, tonight is a night to enjoy the moment, enjoy what's been a wild ride, and in my opinion, to savor the crowning moment of what has been a true Philadelphia basketball team. David in Long Island's up next. Hey, David, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, man. You know what? I did not go to Villanova. I'm a St. Joe's grad student. I went to LaSalle undergrad as an athlete. I rooted for Nova the entire way. I look at this as a win for you know, predominantly the kids that go there.
Yep.
It's a win for the city. That's the way I look at it. I mean, even that I didn't go there, I just wanted these guys to win.
And I didn't go there either. I went to Westchester, and I have no ties familially to Villanova, but it's a program that I've always admired, especially since Jay Wright has taken the reins. But this particular team, David, feels like Philadelphia. The way they play, Archie Diacono there, Bridges there, it feels like this is a Philadelphia basketball team. And if you couldn't fall in love with this group, and if they didn't make you fall in love with college basketball again, then maybe it's time to go watch something else.
You know, I actually kind of laugh because I'm a Joe's guy and a LaSalle guy, but I got to tell you, I'm out on Long Island and I listen to the radio station all the time. I listen to guys in the city going, they're not really part of the city, this and that. You know, what? They're still part of the city. And you know what? I would rather have this national championship in my city. Hey, look, maybe you beat my team. Maybe you didn't. You know, maybe you won the Big Five. But I would rather have this here than anywhere else because it's Philadelphia.
Totally agree, and thanks for the call, David. This is the type of win that puts not only Villanova at the pinnacle of the national stage, but it gives the Big Five, it gives Philadelphia basketball its shining moment as well, even if it is not as tangible as Villanova's moment in the sun. Villanova, they personify the Big Five on the stage like this, and I just think that it is a great accomplishment, not only for the kids, not only for the program, but certainly for this city to enjoy. Scott in Raleigh. Scott, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, I got to tell you, I grew up in Philly. I moved south to Raleigh 25 years ago. I'm so sick and tired of Duke and UNC winning everything. Tonight, I went to a bar called the Tobacco Road Grill, and I watched the game with the alumni, Villanova alumni group. There was about 20 of us, and there were like 300 Tar Heel fans there. And it's so rewarding to be from Philly and experience this win. I mean, you guys should really be proud up there. I know there's jokers in town that weren't behind them, but I mean, this is 100%.
Screw them. You know what I say to that, Scott?
That's right.
I say screw them, and I say screw you to the North Carolina alums and fans you're watching the game with. This is your moment. Live this
That's
thing
right,
up tonight,
man.
Scotty.
Oh, yeah, it was great. I got pictures of them and pictures of us, and it's a moment to savor. It's phenomenal.
Totally agree, Scott. Thanks. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Raheem in West Philly. Raheem, you're on the Fanatic. Hey, Raheem.
Yeah, how you doing? Good evening. Hey, listen, right? Jay Wright is elite, man. When I seen in the first half, right, when North Carolina and them was making all them threes, I said it's playing right in the Villanova hands. And you see the second half, they took away all they bigs the whole game.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Raheem. You look at it, you look at the way that Villanova was just extending every possession in the first half, drawing fouls, making North Carolina play 24, 25, 30 seconds of defense every single possession. You go into the room down by four and you come out with that kind of burst that they did out of the locker room. Jay Wright deserves a tremendous tip of the cap tonight, not only
exactly
for the game plan, but having this group weather the many storms through this game alone.
No, but see, what happened in the second half was the guards played outside of themselves, meaning North Carolina. What they was doing in the first half, they ain't do that in the second half. And then, and still, when they was doing, that was the best thing about it, because they wasn't looking for their bigs. And you know, North Carolina, they relied off their bigs all season. And Jay Wright took that completely away from them. It's outside of that fluky shot. Like, if you look at the game, at the end, we let them in. We let them in. We made it that close.
We missed
a few foul shots. We missed the front end of the 1-on-1. Then we came down, we missed another foul shot. What's his name had a turnover. We made the game that close.
Yep, and it was Archie Diacono and it was Jenkins on that shining moment shot at the very end. The pass by Archie Diacono was incredible in its own right. That shot up, ice water through the veins. Forget ice water. He's got ice cubes in there. Jenkins draining it to win the national title.
And Jenkins ain't had – you know what I liked about the kid? Because he didn't have a good game. He didn't have a good game at all. He missed a few ducks early in the game. You know, he missed a few layups, but when it mattered,
he was there.
Make big shots. Man.
No doubt about it, Raheem. Enjoy the night. Enjoy the moment. You know, Chris Jenkins had 14 points. I mean, he's the third on the team in scoring with 14 points. He didn't score 20, right? And it wasn't a great shooting night, but 14 points is 14 points. Let's go to Jay in Wilmington. Jay, you're on the Fanatic. Hey, Jay. Yo, Jay.
Hey, how you doing?
What's happening, Jay, man?
I saw a good Villanova, North Carolina game tonight. You know what? I'm like getting kind of sick and tired of, thinking Villanova is like part of Philadelphia. Like, what about the Eagles? Like, we need a W for the Eagles.
Yeah, I got you, Jay. Let's go to Diego in the Northeast. Diego.
Hey, man, just want to congratulate Nova for such a great run and putting Philly relevant again in the map. But listen, I just want to point out, while we were all celebrating Nova win, I just want to make this very clear. It was total disrespect by TNT not showing Nova players celebrating, not showing Nova fans celebrating.
Well, that was the team stream. That was the North Carolina team stream on TNT.
That was terrible, man. We should have, we won, not North Carolina. They had a two-minute drill of North Carolina. Highlights and all kinds of stuff. Nothing about Nova.
Yeah,
it's embarrassing that we win a championship and what they do.
Diego, you were watching the wrong channel, man. You're watching. Did you watch the whole game on TNT? Be honest.
I caught the last 5 minutes. To be honest,
So here's where you messed up. TNT was the team stream for North Carolina. It was the Homer broadcast for the Tar Heels. The Nova broadcast was True TV, and you had the actual Jim Nance broadcast on TBS.
Okay.
So,
I'll give him that.
All right.
Thanks, man, for taking my call.
You got it, Diego. They really need to do a better job of that. I get the concept, and it's fun to have the Homer broadcasters and the Homer point of view, but Diego's not the first person that I've seen, watch it on the wrong channel. Jim Cramer of CNBC, huge Philadelphia guy through and through, Eagle season ticket holder, Villanova fan, he's tweeting in the first half. Jim Cramer's tweeting, why are they not talking about Villanova? Can we get 15 seconds of Villanova conversation? Jim, I hate to do it to you, man, but you were watching the wrong channel. You're watching the UNC broadcast. Let's go to Mary in University City. Mary, you're on the Fanatic. Hey, Mary.
Hi. I grew up in Southwest Philly. I played Catholic grade school and practiced at the Fieldhouse in 1985 with that team. I still have all their autographs.
Oh, beautiful.
And then I went on to graduate from Villanova.
So this is a night for the ages for you, Mary, isn't it?
This is a night for the ages for me. And that team, this team reminds me of those guys, just the composure and how humble they are. And, yeah, it's come full circle. This is a great night.
It really has. And I couldn't be happier for a guy like Jay Wright. And you think of the hiccups along the way, the early exits, and the constant rumors about going to Texas last year, the NBA coming knocking. And here tonight, they cut down the nets in the most thrilling and exhilarating national championship game that I've probably ever seen.
So well deserved. It couldn't have happened to a nicer guy and a better program. So proud to be a Villanovan tonight. And from Philly.
Absolutely
so
agree.
For me.
Mary, enjoy it. Soak it up. Congratulations to you and the Villanova community. Huge, huge win. Tom in South Philly. Tom, you're on the Fanatic. Hey, Tom. Yo, Tom. All right, Tom's not ready, so we'll go back to the phones, check in with Greg in New Jersey. Hey, Greg, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, so Villanova grad here for 2004. So I just simply called to say awesome job, Villanova Wildcats. They really clamped it down in the second half. I do agree with one of the previous callers where he said, they kind of gave it up at the end because I kind of thought it was going to be a 15-point Nova win there towards the end. But either way, great way to end it. Arch with the assist. Go Nova.
So fitting for Arch to make that pass, right? After just how critical he's been to the program for his 4 years, just how pivotal he's been in this tournament. He throws up 16 tonight, and he sets up the game-winning shot. It was the, as I've been saying all night long, it was awesome, and this is also the quintessential Philadelphia college basketball team, this current collection of players. And Archie Diacono embodies what somebody in the Big Five should be. So cool to see him play such a big, role in the biggest moment of this game tonight.
Can't agree with you more. So my heart's exploded, and it's awesome. So
You got it, Greg. Thanks for checking in. It's funny you say that, you know, your heart's exploding, because I don't remember feeling this pumped up since maybe 2008. And that's in a different stratosphere, because it's the Phillies and it's the World Series, and it had been a 28-year drought, and, you know, the 25 years that it had been since the Sixers in 83. But just watching this play out, and I'm on one side of the glass in the studio, and my producer, Jason Duffy, is on the other end, and just the reaction of, oh, my God, did that just happen when North Carolina drains the three to tie it, and then we both almost jump through the ceiling in these respective studios when Jenkins knocks down the game winner, and I'm like, get us on, get us on, get us on, and of course, before we even knew it would count, we're on the air, and we're taking the reaction to the game with you tonight. 610-632-0975. That's the kind of game, regardless of who you root for, take Villanova's name off the jersey. So put two other teams in there, whether it would be, I don't know, Duke and UCLA, whether it would be Florida State and Indiana, whoever it might be, Michigan State and USC, whoever those two teams were, the fact that that game played out the way it did and it finished in just as epic of fashion that it did, that's the kind of game that makes you fall in love with basketball all over again. That's why we watch sports, and the added bonus that it was Villanova winning it all makes it all the better. Let's go to Dan in Ben Salem. Hey, Dan, you're on the Fanatic. What's up, Dano?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Great, Dan. How are you?
I'm great. Just wanted to say that I'm a Temple grad, graduated Temple 2010. But you know what? With this team, you can't. It's really hard to root against them because it's for Philadelphia, and I'm a Philadelphia guy. So anytime when there's a team that represents the city, you definitely have to root for them. I know a lot of people have given me a lot of grumps because I'm a Temple grad. It's, oh, I can root for Villanova, but you know what? Like I said, it's all about Philadelphia, and you know those guys really push everything tonight and throughout the whole tournament. You know, they show resilience, they show fight, they never gave up. They go toe-to-toe with anybody.
You look at the wins on the road to Carolina. You look at, you know, knocking off Iowa, who some people pegged as potentially an upset candidate for them after they beat Temple in the first round. And then you look at just a dismantling of Miami. And then you go to the Kansas game, and Kansas was just a God honest team effort from first, you know, whistle to final gun, and they went toe to toe in that game, and then just bulldozing, an absolute demolition of Buddy Hield and the Oklahoma Sooners in the Final Four. You look at every game; it was a complete effort in a different way in each and every contest in this tournament for Villanova. Their toughest competition, they played the best when it mattered most late in this title game against Carolina, and they got it done. They got it done.
And if I could just add one more thing, it's really hard to root.
Oh, no. We had a gremlin in the phone, Dan. What did you say?
I said that, you know, it's really hard to root against Jerry Wright, because when I was younger, I went to a summer basketball camp. And at that time, St. Joe's, Villanova, and LaSalle had a little basketball camp. And I went to, and I met Jerry Wright. And he's just a phenomenal guy, you know, to really talk to. You can really learn a lot from this dude. And you know what? He really pulled a heck of a program, man. They finally got prevailed, and Philadelphia won it tonight. And I'm just really proud of those kids, and I'm very happy for them.
You should be, Dan. Thanks. 610-632-0975. I don't know how in this moment you can't be all in enjoying this victory. I don't know. I'm watching here on my screen on Twitter. I'm watching the Chris Jenkins shot. And it's just more impressive every time you see it. The pass, the shot with a hand in his face. Watching it live, I almost didn't notice how much of a contested shot this really was. Hand right in his face, and he drains it nothing but net. Never a doubt about it as it left his hand. And certainly a shot that we're going to see replayed over and over and over for decades to come. Let's go to John on a cell. Hey, John, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, Matt, thanks for taking my call. Class of 74. I hate to admit it.
You got two, man.
When I was a freshman, okay, and I started in 1970. I was 17. By the end of February, I just turned 18. By that spring, they go all the way to the final against the UCLA Dynasty, and that was a great team. Howard Porter, Simonkowski, Chris Ford. You had Inglesby and Hastings. Inglesby went to O'Hara. Hastings went to Bonner. I mean, it was just unbelievable. We beat Penn. We beat Western Kentucky in like two or three overtimes. We rode down the roofs of cars all the way down Lancaster Pike to Penn. Oh, it was just insane. than 85. Georgetown's going to kill you. They got Patrick Ewing. There's just no possible way you can beat Georgetown, and so on and so forth. I'm still shaking. Tonight was the most unbelievable thing. I mean, I had friends over my house. We jumped out of our, you know, when their guy.
Well, there's drop ceiling, John, here in this studio. I got so much air, I thought my head, tipped the top of the drop ceiling. And Duffy actually poked his head through. So when Jamie Lynch comes in tomorrow, he's going to see the ceiling might be a little bit displaced. We were fired up watching it. Look at this team, and you juxtapose it against the David versus Goliath story in 85. I'd be hard-pressed not to take this team, what they've done, first whistle to final gun of the Final Four National Championship game, first whistle of the first game of the dance until now, I'd be hard-pressed not to put this team above 85.
I'm telling you, that was another gauntlet they ran. I mean, they go Kansas, Oklahoma, North Carolina. I mean, and these are huge schools with big enrollments. And, you know, at the end of the game, when their guy makes the 30-foot off-balance leaner to tie the score at 74, I'm like, what the, you know what? And defeated the buzzer. I'm like, it's just science fiction or something. I'm just out of my mind.
John, enjoy every second of it. Congratulations to you and the Villanova family. Huge, huge moment. Huge, huge win. I'm excited for next year, the first weekend, and you see the Christian Leitner pass, and you see the Jenkins jumper to win it. That's what I'm excited to see, because that's where this moment now belongs. Sean in Port Richmond. Hey, Sean, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, dude, this was such a great win. And Jay Wright did a great coaching job, taking out Jalen Brunson and putting Phil Booth in for most of the second half. Putting that presence in was perfect.
Perfect. It was a perfect game plan, top to bottom. Very timely subs. Jay Wright, to me, can't get enough credit for the coaching performance that he showed tonight. He just can't.
No, he doesn't. And Josh Hart doesn't get enough credit for the little stuff that he does. He's the most underrated player in the country. Like, he had a quiet 12-8 tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, and you look at four players in double figures. You look at Phil Booth with 20, who might have been the biggest, most important player in this game for them. You just look at the balance. You look at strangling them defensively. You look at the points in transition. You look at this team and the way they won tonight. I don't know how it gets better than this. I really don't, Sean.
And next year is looking good, too. They have a top five recruit coming in to replace Ochepu. And so they're looking good next year, too.
Oh, they're going to look good for a while, Sean. Thanks for the call. That's the beauty about this thing. And Joe Torti and I talked about it a little bit yesterday morning on the show. When you look at the tangible benefits and the intangible benefits of winning a national championship, the window is now blown wide open for Jay Wright in terms of recruiting, in terms of how long you can hang with the big boys, the Dukes, the Carolinas, the powerhouses. Villanova now resides in that neighborhood. They were already knocking on the doorstep. They were already in the same suburb. You win the national title in the fashion they did tonight. You beat North Carolina, one of the story programs in the history of the sport. Jay Wright and the Villanova Wildcats now reside in that neighborhood in terms of being in the conversation, or at least involved in every marquee recruit moving forward. They're going to be able to build this thing into a great program, I truly believe, because of a victory like tonight. Villanova is now firmly entrenched in the national consciousness of college basketball circa 2016. Sean in Havertown. Hey, Sean, you're on the Fanatic.
I grew up a Delco kid, cheered for the Big Five. My mom and dad were from Southwest Philly, big Five parents. I ended up going to LaSalle. I was a sophomore at LaSalle when we went to the Sweet 16. It was awesome. But I worked in LaSalle's athletic department. It was an unbelievable ride. I'll tell you what, though. Growing up a Big Five kid, I love what Villanova did tonight. It was unbelievable. I was at Barnaby's in Havertown. The entire place erupted. Seeing the cheer on my mom and dad's face when Villanova made that, the entire bar when they made that three, the place went absolutely berserk. I cannot be more happy for the Big Five in general, even being a huge LaSalle guy, with what Villanova was able to accomplish, even more that I went to Archbishop Carroll, which is, I mean, 100 feet from Villanova's campus. This is a huge win for the city. No matter if you were St. Joe's, Temple, LaSalle, Penn, you should be thrilled for what St. Joe's was able to do tonight, or what Nova was able to do tonight on the national spot.
I totally agree, Sean. This is the one shining moment for Philadelphia, and I think that it's going to have a lot of shelf life in terms of what it means not only for Villanova, but for the Big Five. Just to have, for this next week and especially tomorrow, everybody's going to be talking about the finish. But after tomorrow, we're going to wake up Wednesday, and Villanova is still going to be top of mind. And within the conversation, everybody's going to be talking about the Big Five. Everybody's going to be talking about Villanova and the Philadelphia basketball community. It might not be a title for St. Joe's. It might not be a title for Temple or Penn, LaSalle or Drexel, but it is a Philadelphia championship. And it's like the old metaphor that all ships rise. All ships rise when a team like Villanova cuts down the nets to clinch a national title.
And how thirsty were we? This is where, no matter what school you went to within the Big Five or the City Six, this is where you have to kind of sit back and say, okay, how thirsty were we for a title like this within the city when the sports have been subpar of late? And you just have to appreciate, and a lot of callers and a lot of people have said it throughout the tournament, this was a Philadelphia-type team. This was a defensive-type team
totally
that grinded their way through the entire tournament and was able to come out on top. I mean, you have to understand, LaSalle, 6,000 people. Villanova, they're about a 10,000 people, you know, student school. I mean, on the main line, this is a smaller school that just won the national title.
Huge. Huge, Sean. Appreciate it and enjoy the moment. Two open phone lines for you to climb on into. 610-632-0975. Cats win. Villanova brings home the national championship to Philadelphia, 77-74. I'm Matt Lombardo taking your reaction right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The biggest name in NFL draft coverage, Mel Kiper Jr. will join Anthony Gargano in the Fanatic Morning Show Monday at 7:20 to get you primed for the NFL Draft. Plus, Mel Kiper will be on weekly through the NFL Draft each and every week. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Next Radio presents Live FM Radio versus Buffering.
Oh, this will be awesome. Come on, you big stud.
And they're off.
Wait, how are you getting that?
This is live with my Next Radio app I downloaded today.
No, really, stop. I'm not there yet. I'm still hearing the announcers babbling on about the track conditions.
Go, 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 go!
Cross the line and Pharaoh wins the crown!
All right! Winner, winner, time for dinner! Woohoo!
Yay!
Don't let life pass you by. Get the Next Radio app now. It's your favorite local FM stations over the air. No stream required. And when the data network goes down, you can still listen, no problem. Don't miss your favorite sporting events, music, news, whatever. Live as it happens.
Cross the line and Pharaoh wins the crown!
Yeah, great.
Skip the buffer. Skip buffering. And get the free Next Radio app today.
Next Radio.
Oh, hi. Do you know what this is the sound of? It's the sound of me getting rewarded for doing my part to prevent wildfires. See, right now I'm getting a big, remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. And now we're shaking. Okay. First, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. Hey, Smokey, let me down for just a second. I need to make sure everyone can hear this. There we go. Then, when we were packing up to leave, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, and then made sure to feel it if it was cold. Oh, Smokey Bear really loves it when you do that, don't you, Smokey? Oh, he lets his hugs do the talking. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Practically new. One owner. Only drove it on Sunday.
Wow. And only 12 miles on the odometer? I'll take it.
You wouldn't waste money buying a lemon, so why waste it on overpriced meals? Instead, get to Subway for the $3 sub of the day. An unbelievable value. One of our best 6-inch subs made fresh in front of you. A different one every day of the week for just $3. Subway. Fresh is what we do.
Applies to classic regular price sandwiches without upgrades. Additional charges for extras and deluxe plus tax. Participation varies, may not be combined with other offers.
If they can't get in, they can't take anything away. Shatter Shield Security. It's not an alarm system. It's your first line of defense in protecting your home and family. Shatter Shield's paper-thin film is applied to any existing glass, creating an impenetrable surface that keeps what's outside on the outside. Shatter Shield is completely invisible to the naked eye. Call 800-700-8888 now for Shatter Shield. That's 800-700-8888. Keep your family and valuables safe. Call 800-700-8888 now for Shatter Shield.
On May 15th, shave your head for kids with cancer. Join the One Mission Buzz Off at Lincoln Financial Field. Money raised provides comfort and support to kids fighting cancer. Sign up to shave at buzzforkids.org.
Hi, I'm Maddie. Fighting cancer was hard, but so was living in a hospital. One Mission made that easier by holding pizza parties, movie nights, and so much more. It made me smile to know that others care. By shaving your head, the money you'll raise will help kids like me. Join today at buzzforkids.org.
It's always a party with Wawa's 16-ounce bottled lemonades, teas, and fruit drinks, because they're just two for $2. With so many fun flavors like strawberry lemonade, green tea, or diet iced tea, there's something for everyone. If you're thirsty now, will be thirsty later, or have ever been thirsty before, this deal is going to make your day better. So refresh for less. Grab two for $2. Lemonades, teas, and fruit drinks for a limited time at Wawa. Gotta have a Wawa. See store for details.
The Fanatic. There it is. The Villanova Wildcats, national champions. They knocked down North Carolina tonight, 77-74, and they now reside in that neighborhood amongst the basketball powers. And to me, this program can continue to build for a very long time off of what they've been able to do this year, and certainly the way tonight's national championship game played out. Just looking inside the numbers tonight, you look at Ryan Archidiakono, his final game in a Wildcats uniform, 16 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Chris Jenkins with a shot that will forever reside alongside Christian Laettner, and is even more impressive than that because it won a national championship as time expired. But as the opens, as the highlight packages are put together for years and years to come, Chris Jenkins's game winner will reside right there in the mix as one of the greatest plays in tournament history tonight. 14 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist. After the game, he tells ESPN, quote, "I believe that every shot I take is going to go in. This one was no different," unquote. Huge moment from him. You look at a guy like Josh Hart, who has literally been the heart and soul of this basketball team through the tournament. 12 points, 8 boards, 1 assist tonight. Danny Ochefu, 9-6. Tremendous job underneath, tremendous job on the defensive end of the floor. What a great run it's been for him. Yeah, Jalen Brunson, 4 points, and Phil, just call him Ice Cubes in the Veins Booth, 20 points tonight, and in the second half, critical points, critical assists late in the game. Villanova wins, Jay Wright wins, the Wildcats are national champions. 610-632-0975. Ryan in Northeast Philly. Ryan, you're on the Fanatic.
Yeah,
cuz. What's up, Ryan?
What's going on, cuz?
Loving life, man. How about you?
Let me ask you something real fast. How you feeling right now after that Nova win?
How do I feel right now?
How you feeling?
I'm over the moon, man. I
feel fantastic.
As you should. As you should.
Let me tell you something. What a great day in Philadelphia history. First of all, you know, you start off the day with Allen Iverson, one of the greatest Sixers ever played a game, getting inducted in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Yeah. And then Jay Wright, Archie, and the boys, they come out and they put on a show for everyone. You know what? I'll tell you what. As long as I've been living in the city of Philadelphia, I've seen some great things in my sports career. I'll tell you what. You know, as a former baseball player for John New McGrady, I saw a couple of championships.
I don't know what that was all about. Everybody's celebrating tonight. Everybody's in a great mood. Live it up. Let's go to Jim in Mayfair. Jim, you're on the Fanatic. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, buddy. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thanks for making the call, Jim. Big night tonight. What's on your mind?
I've been watching the whole tournament. I've been going through, watching all the games. I had Villanova playing Michigan State, and I had them losing on the pool. But this game was like a dream, waking up, watching. He's not going to hear me.
I agree. Everybody's fired up tonight. You know, I think that the bars are, you know, putting it on the house tonight. People are going out with the champagne in the neighborhood and picking up the phone on the way. Regardless, it's a great night to enjoy. First time in a while we've had a bunch of lines open up for you at 610-632-0975. Just where does this game rank for you in Philadelphia sports history? What was the moment like? Because it got the blood flowing for me. And you know, being in this business and being in professional locker rooms every day, it does become just that, a business. But you look at this game, just the thrilling back and forth punch, counterpunch nature between two just absolutely tremendous basketball teams, Villanova and North Carolina, and Villanova winning it as they did in as dramatic of fashion as you can write. Winning this game the way they did, it got the blood pumping, it got the blood flowing, got me jumping, head-butted the studio ceiling in here. Totally fired up. 610-632-0975. Mike in West Philly. Michael, you're on the Fanatic. Hey, Mike.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Love and life, Michael. How are you?
Dude, same. So listen, so I'm 28 years old. I'm at the law school at Villanova, actually. I'm a law student there. And I got a couple degrees from a couple of smaller schools that don't have, you know, big basketball programs or anything like that. I've never had anything to root for. And, dude, I got to tell you, it feels good.
Right?
Feels really good. I also got to tell you this. So for whatever reason, the basketball team and some of the other sports teams and some of the players, they come over to eat at the dining hall under the law school. The law school has its own dining hall.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's proximity or if it's kind of more private or whatever, but they come there, they eat pretty often. And I got to tell you, you could not have a nicer group of guys. Not once have they ever walked in like they own the place, like they deserve to be there. You know, they're just students like everyone else.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, as law students, we kind of got our heads in the books and are in our own little world, but man, we're out at the bars tonight, and when he trained that three, I mean, that was incredible. I couldn't be happier for that group of guys. Couldn't be a nicer group of guys.
It's a group that is so easy to be liked, starting with Jay. You look at Jay, just a class act all around. To me, he's the quintessential Philadelphia head coach across the board. He personifies and embodies what this city should be all about. And to see them cut down the nets, to see him lead this team through this tournament, I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be more thrilled. And I think this is validation for him, and it's validation for the program that he's built out there on the main line.
Yeah, absolutely right. And, you know, just congratulations to those guys. You know, thankful for everything they're bringing to Villanova. And, I mean, you know, can't wait to see him back.
It's going to be a hero's welcome, that's for sure, Mike. Yeah. Enjoy it. Let's go back to the phones, check in with Bill in West Philly. Hey, Bill, you're on the Fanatic.
I'm sorry, it's Earl, actually.
Oh, what's up, Earl?
Hey, how you doing tonight? Yeah, I tell you, I'm from Eastern North Carolina, the back of Rose, and tonight is a very difficult night.
I feel for you, man. I feel for you. But you know what? At the same time, I even if you're on the losing end of this one, to see Villanova win it that way, just as a basketball fan, as a Tobacco Road purist, I think even you have to appreciate the stones that it took for Chris Jenkins to make that shot.
I have nothing but respect for Villanova. They're a great basketball team. Jay Wright is a class act. I tell you, I've been a Cardinal fan since I was 6 years old, 1968, when I lost to UCLA in that championship game. I cried after every Cardinal lost since I was 12 years old. I'm a Cardinal alumni since 83, got cut by Roy Williams from the Christmas team in 1979. I bleed Cardinal blue, but hey, Bill Miller played a great game, but I still feel this was a great Carolina team. They had a great year, won the ACC regular season, the ACC tournament, and it just came up short, but I'm very proud of Marcus Pate.
Yeah, I don't blame you, Earl. It was a great game on both sides. And as I said earlier, if you rip Villanova's name off the front of the jerseys and you just look at this game and appreciate it from a basketball standpoint, from a sports standpoint, I don't know how anybody, if you just rip the names off the jerseys and you just appreciate it for what it is, I don't know how anybody can't look at that game and just enjoy it as basketball the way that it was meant to be played.
It was a tremendous basketball game. I tell you, Villanova, they were really tough. They took control midway through the second half. Carolina came back. But I tell you what, Nova, it was their year. Hats off to the Wildcats.
I like it, Earl. Thanks for the call. The Philadelphia Daily News tomorrow. You guys are going to love it. It's Chris Jenkins, arms in the air after making the jump shot, and the headline, nothing else but Thrillanova. Thrillanova on the back page of the Daily News tomorrow. 610-632-0975. Two open phone lines you can climb on into. 610-632-0975. It's a 77-74 win down there at NRG Stadium. Villanova and Jay Wright cut down the nets. They're the national champions. How did you react to this moment, and where does it rank for you? If you're a Villanova fan, congratulations on the win. The reaction continues at 610-632-0975. I'm Matt Lombardo, taking your reaction right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Get ready.
Join the Fanatic and Budweiser today from 5 to 7 out at J.D. McGillicuddy's on Wayne Avenue in Wayne, PA. Enjoy a Bud with the Fanatic and watch the Cats in their semifinal matchup at J.D. McGillicuddy's.
For more info, visit our events page at 975thefanatic.com.
With spring and golf season around the corner, Myrtle Beach Golf Holiday wants to send you and a guest to the ESPN Myrtle Beach Invitational. Grand prize includes round-trip airfare for two, three nights lodging, and 2 days of golf from May 13th to the 16th. You'll compete with other cities, and the city with the lowest aggregate score will win a return trip to Myrtle Beach, plus other great prizes. Go to the Fanatic contest page for more info and enter to win. Myrtle Beach Golf Holiday, Myrtle Beach, the golf capital of the world.
It's time to start planning your spring golf vacation to the golf capital of the world, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. With over 100 pristine golf courses set along 60 miles of beautiful Carolina coastline, your options are endless for your next golf getaway. Choose from some of the nation's top-ranked layouts designed by legends like Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer. And it's never been easier to get to Myrtle Beach from Philly with direct flights taking off all season long. So start planning your spring golf vacation today by visiting MyrtleBeachGolfHoliday.com. We'll see you soon in the golf capital of the world.
But when choosing a lawn care service, doesn't it make sense to use one that provides better results and is safer for your family and pets? Natural Lawn of America has been providing safer, environmentally friendly lawn care for over 25 years. I've been using Natural Lawn for 4 years, and trust me, you're going to be amazed by the results. Your lawn's going to be thicker, greener, and healthier than you've ever imagined. And that's whether you live in PA or New Jersey. They have a program that's right for your lawn, specifically. These guys are the real pros. They're certified, experienced lawn care technicians, tailor their applications to your lawn's specific needs. They're competitively priced and have a money-back guarantee. And here's the best part. Natural Lawn has an offer you won't get from any other lawn care company. Their offer is for life. Sign up for the full-service program and get free seeding every year. That's right. As a Natural Lawn customer, they'll seed your lawn every year free of charge. Call today and take advantage of this limited-time special offer. Here's the number, 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. That's Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
I heard on the news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online. For like a year, she couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it,
Be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
This June, the world's best soccer players are coming to Philadelphia. Luis Suarez, Tim Howard, Alexi Sanchez, and many more for a tournament 100 years in the making. 32 games, 16 teams, one champion. Copa America Centenario. Don't miss Uruguay versus Venezuela, USA versus Paraguay, and Chile versus Panama at Lincoln Financial Field. Individual tickets are on sale now at ca2016.com.
You must have thrown 1,000 pitches teaching him to hit a home run. Spent countless Saturdays running routes so he could learn to hit an open receiver. Endless afternoons teaching him how to hit the three-pointer. But how much time have you spent teaching him what not to hit? Teaching boys that all violence against women is wrong is one of the most important things a man can do. Learn how to start the conversation at teachearly.org. Brought to you by Futures Without Violence and the Ad Council.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure, if you want.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
What about a bike ride? No, I want to fish.
Okay.
I've never been fishing.
Honey, we can do it all.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not.
Is it going to be long?
No, sweetie.
I bet it takes forever.
It's not that far.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already? No way. Come on, come on.
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Also, find fun activities to do like boating and biking or camping and hiking, plus much more. It's all right in your naturehood. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
On 97.5, The Fanatic, I'm Matt Lombardo. Villanova wins the national championship tonight, 77-74, toppling a true national power in North Carolina, avenging the 2009 Final Four loss and leaving its mark not only on Philadelphia sports history, but the history of the college basketball tournament, because there has been no bigger moment, in my opinion, than Chris Jenkins' game-winning shot. I know there have been game winners in the past. I know there have been early round upsets that end in storm-the-court type of moments. I remember the Christian Laettner shot and all of that, but none of them are in the realm of that Jenkins shot with a hand in his face and the Villanova bench storming the court just as the ball falls through the net and the buzzer sounds. A legitimate bucket list moment for the Villanova community and a legitimate highlight that we'll be savoring and looking back on for years to come. And this is a night that here in Philadelphia we should all be celebrating, because this was the quintessential Philadelphia basketball team. This collection of basketball players, the Archidiakonos of the world, Ochefu, Mikal Bridges, Phil Booth, Jenkins, of course, even after that shot tonight, these guys personify what it means to play Big Five basketball. 610-632-0975. We check in with Spanky on his cell. Spanky, you're on the Fanatic.
Spanky, this is Eric.
Eric, I must have fat fingered that. What's up, Eric? Spanky's on three. I fat fingered it. That's my bad.
What's up is I decided to try to drive over by campus, and that was a big mistake because everything is completely blocked off. So I'm a class of 85 member, and I'm thrilled for these guys and these kids, and absolutely amazing game. We wonder where it's gonna slot in against our own championship from those days.
so on and so forth.
I have to put this above 85 in terms of the quality of the team, in terms of the upset. That'll always have a special mark in sports history, beating Georgetown and that run that Villanova went on. But this was as complete a team that Villanova or any Big Five team has ever assembled.
Well, perhaps that's true. I don't know about that as far, but maybe the Villanova team might be a little better. I don't know about that, but I think the Georgetown opponent was markedly better than this
Agreed.
North Carolina opponent. But this is not the night for that. I want to celebrate what those kids did, because that is a true team that Jay assembled out on the floor. They're so well coached. They play so well together. They really truly love each other, and I thought that was great having Raleigh there too tonight. And
Pinckney was there. A whole cast of characters, Eric, from that team were over there. Park the car and walk over there. Will you get to campus and celebrate?
I'm going to give it a try. I have a victory cigar. All my money, Raleigh, so I'm going to fire it up right now.
What are we lighting up?
I think I got a little Rocky Patel going on.
Nice, nice. Can't go wrong with a Rocky Patel. Eric, appreciate the call. This calls for an Ashton VSG. That's what this one calls for tonight. Nice premium Ashton. Lighten it up tonight. If you have them out there, light them up. Now we check in with Spanky. What's up, Spanks?
Hey, Matt, let me tell you something, man. Tonight was, tonight I took my lady. This was our first out in like to a sporting, you know, event. We went down to Xfinity Live to go watch the game. It was awesome, man. This was, and I'm not really a college basketball dude. I don't, but I get behind my Philly teams. This was beautiful for them young guys to win that title like that, man. It was beautiful. And I told my girl, I said, listen, so when he hit that basket from North Carolina and it was 4.0 seconds, she was like, oh my God. I said, listen, that's a lot of time, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I said, that's a lot of time. And Chris Jenkins, man, the way he just came down there and calmly just shot that ball, it was beautiful. And that's what Philly is all about. This was a real Rocky moment. I'm so proud of them guys, man. Because like you said, they played like a team. There was no superstars really on this team. And I'm glad Archie showed up in the second half like he did. This was beautiful how they won this. And anybody that say that this wasn't a Philadelphia win is out of their mind. I don't care what they say. I don't care all the Temple versus this and that and how people don't like Villanova. This was beautiful for the city, man. It was beautiful.
I totally agree. It's fake. I think that if anybody out there on Twitter or otherwise, because we're not getting a whole lot of that, you know, in terms of calls tonight, but anybody who isn't accepting and adopting this current group of Villanova Wildcats as a Philadelphia team, then you're either jaded with jealousy, your logic is flawed, or you don't grasp the term Philadelphia basketball. This was a stifling, strangling defensive team.
Yes,
that could score in transition.
Yes,
there were no superstars. There was no me first attitude on this team. And Jay, not just in terms of building the team, his coaching efforts and his performance tonight is one of the all-time greats.
It was beautiful how they went. And when they came out of that locker room, you could see that they was focused. They dug down defensively, and they took that game. It was beautiful, man. It was beautiful. Beautiful.
I totally agree, Spank. You want to hear something spooky? I believe it's Xfinity that has this graphic. I believe that they screenshotted it from the Sports Center after the game. Raleigh Massimino, 11 NCAA tournament appearances at Villanova, 20-10 record, national title in 1985. Jay Wright, 11 tournament appearances, 20-10 record in the tournament, won the championship in 2016. Little spooky. Little spooky, but what a parallel that is. Mike in Pottstown. Michael, you're on the Fanatic. Hey, Mike.
That is very spooky. And you know what's funny? Because you think about this, and I'm thinking about this as a blind person, okay? I'm going to throw this out there. Now, tonight, here is my game plan. This is my superstition. I'm like Brian Westbrook. I didn't go to the game. I just figured, you know what? I'm going to sit home, and I'm not a Villanova grad, you know, alum or anything like that. I sat at home, I got two pieces of pizza, I grabbed a 12-pack of beer, and I had my girlfriend come over to sit with me and watch the game. And I'll tell you what.
That's a good night. That's a good night right there, Mike.
She sat with me in my one-bedroom apartment. I have a surround sound. I have a nice subwoofer. Okay, I have a nice Sony sub. I have some Polk audios. I have a nice Pioneer receiver, and I put it on blast, and I just played the game. And, like, and she was trying to talk to me about our relationship issues, and I said, you know what? After the game.
Yeah,
I
not the night for that. Sorry, hon. Not the night for that.
No, exactly. And I'll tell you what. As soon as the game was done, she gave me a big hug, and she's like, you know, I wish your dad was here with you to see this. Because my dad died in 2012, and my dad died, like, my dad saw the Phillies win in 08, you know.
Yeah.
And my dad died of cancer, and I always wanted to sit next to my dad and like, have us win a championship. Like, whether it be the Eagles or the Flyers or the, you know, the Phillies.
I'll tell you what, Mike.
Thing that my dad is laying down from heaven right now and sit next to me and be like, Michael,
yeah,
you got another one. You know, like, that's how good I feel right now. You know, like, I feel good in my soul, you know? Like,
it's the kind of night for that. And I got to tell you, sitting at Citizens Bank Park and hugging my father after the final out, Brad Lidge with the strikeout to win the 08 World Series, that is one of the memories that I'll cherish forever. I'll carry it to my grave. Forever grateful that I was able to experience. And whether your dad was there tonight with you or not, he's there with you in spirit. Enjoy it tonight, Michael.
But let me explain you something. This is a football town. We need a Super Bowl.
I hear you, Mike.
So there.
Thanks, Mike. Imagine when the Eagles do win a Super Bowl, what that parade's going to be like. And it is a football town. It's a football town. It's an Eagles town through and through. It's a great college basketball town. The Big Five is a great basketball community. And I can't think of a better ambassador for the Big Five or for Philadelphia basketball than this Jay Wright-led team. Josh in Houston is going to close it down. Josh, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, man, what a game, man. What a game. And that last caller just had me with goosebumps because my dad went to Villanova and I grew up watching Nova basketball with him, and I'm so happy for him tonight.
Yeah, I almost got tears in the eye hearing the end of that story, and it brings all kinds of emotion flooding back. And you leaving the game, this has to be a check one off the bucket list moment for you. It has to be, right?
I don't know if I can ever go to another sporting game that will top that moment. No way, no how. I'm down here. I live in Austin right now. I'm going to graduate school at the University of Texas. By two teams in the tournament, we lost the opening weekend on a half-court shot at the buzzer. I said, all right, now it's Villanova's turn. And they did it tonight, man.
They absolutely did. Josh, what was the atmosphere like in there?
It was unreal. Villanova crowd all the way. The Carolina section only had about half of the student section filled. You know, they can't go to class. The players don't go to class. And apparently the students don't show up for the biggest game of the year. But Villanova crowd all the way. The Carolina fans were into it, too. I can't take anything away from them. But total Villanova crowd.
Josh, enjoy the evening and safe travels back home. That's it. We're out of time. Congratulations to Jay Wright. Congratulations to the Villanova community. This was a night for the ages. It was a game for the ages. And it was a great show. Great interacting with everybody. Appreciate it. Enjoy this one, Philadelphia. Thanks to Jason Duffy behind the glass. I'm Matt Lombardo. I'll talk to you Wednesday night on The Fanatic.